Welcome to the Two Marketing Moms podcast. We are two women with more than 50 years of marketing and advertising experience between us, and we want to talk about the struggles, the fails, and the wins that we experienced while building our careers, being a boss, juggling work and a home life, and arguably the hardest and yet most fulfilling job, being a mom. This podcast was created for marketing and advertising professionals, especially the up-and-coming marketing stars of the future. We hope these tips, tricks, and advice will help you navigate work and life and get ahead. In this episode, we talk about how being a mom has made us better in business. By providing perspective, flexibility, and adaptability, being a mom has increased our confidence, made us more empathetic, and helped us to find balance in a whole new way as we prioritize what is really important. Okay, so let's slide into our topic for this week. As I said, kind of in the opening is, I think a lot of us get down on ourselves because we feel like once we do become a mom, we are juggling a lot more and we have so many more things that are tugging at us to prioritize that we often feel like we're not better in business as a mom. And so I think that's why we just want to hopefully talk about some things that our listeners can relate to and reassure you that being a mom really does make you better in business in a lot of ways. And so we're going to focus on the positive today. I have so many things on my list here. I'm going to start off with the number one thing, how being a mom makes you better in business is it offers you perspective. I think all of us realize, you know, as we go through phases of our lives that we have a new perspective. You know, we're either more empathetic or more understanding, we're more insightful, we feel smarter. All of those things are perspective. When you become a mom, your perspective changes just generally, right? Because you now have this little person that is dependent on you and you kind of change. You become a different woman. And so that perspective also changes in work. I think that for me, some of the little things, like I stopped sweating the small stuff. I think that's a book too. I started to look at people's strengths and weaknesses in a different way because new things were important to me, right? So time management was more important to me. Really being sensitive to people's feelings was more of a priority for me when I became a mom because now I had this little person who I was concerned about their feelings. And so that perspective, I think, makes you just like a stronger person in general and definitely becomes a really good tool when you're in business. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
As my dog barks.
Related to that, for me, it's being present more. With children, and this is funny because my youngest son, who's 12, has always done this since he was very little, and I think he learned it in Montessori school. He wants my undivided attention. And so if I'm not looking at him while I'm talking to him, if I'm looking at my phone or looking at the TV, he literally takes my face and moves it.
Yes.
So that I really do pay attention. And that makes me realize, okay, I need to do the same thing at work. If someone walks in my office, I need to put down my computer, stop multitasking, and be present in the moment in terms of what they're saying, what they have to say so that you can respond and listen, not listen to respond, but just listen to absorb. And I think
that's totally a different perspective, I think, for sure, when you become a mom.
Yeah.
It also helps you become a better boss, right? So we've talked about in other episodes of the podcast, like when you become a mom, you're struggling with how do I continue climbing up that ladder? How do I keep feeding my career and moving forward? And that's one of the ways you can do it is by growing as a leader and showing your team and showing the people above you that you are growing and becoming someone that is attentive and present. And I think that's a really good idea for sure. I feel like this is like the obvious one, but balance.
Yeah.
I mean, before I had a child, I was, you know, just balancing my husband and I and our little house and our dog at the time. And I felt sometimes overwhelmed with that amount of responsibility. But then when I had a kid, I had so much more responsibility. And I went through that typical after maternity leave, going back to work and feeling so guilty about being at work, watching that clock, trying to get home so that I could then give of myself as a mom, you know? So I was having that tug of war like every day. And over time, I learned how to balance things and how to give at work, give at home, and then eventually give to myself, which was a huge piece of that. And that crept into my work life because I no longer could blow a whole day trying to work on a report for a client. I had to be more meticulous about my time management to ensure that I could leave on time or that I could take that break to go pump or whatever it was. And so balance started to like infiltrate my life in so many ways. You know, I also realized I probably shouldn't pack my day with meetings because then I just become too mentally exhausted. And when I get home, I feel even guiltier because I'm just exhausted and I can't be balanced. Can you relate? Or do you have other balance related examples?
Well, you know, that's always a big topic among moms is, can you ever truly be balanced? I think the truth is no. There's always going to be one thing that's more important than the other, or one thing taking more of your time versus another. So I think that's kind of a pipe dream to a certain extent. I know we all try to reach for balance, but I don't think it's true. So you have to deal with the things at hand. And
I mean, I agree. I think balance, you have to define yourself, because there's no perfect formula for it.
You know, I asked my friends, some of my closest friends before this podcast, what was I like before as a person versus what am I like?
Ooh.
So I could use that information. And they all said the same thing, which kind of surprised me. I feel like I'm a different person, but they said, no, you're basically the same person. You're straight shooting. You're honest to a fault. You all have the same characteristics that you did before. However, you've become more flexible, less self-centered, more.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure people would say that about me too.
As a friend. Yeah. More empathetic. And they said that they think about me the same way that they always have. However, what they said that they admired most about me was that I stayed true to myself and I didn't let motherhood swallow me up. And a couple of them have felt that they let motherhood swallow them up. And I think maybe because two of them that I spoke with didn't have a career while their kids were young. They chose to stay at home. And they said that they admired that while I love being a mom, I also needed fulfillment for my work. And if I was fulfilled, then I would be more happy. And then, of course, I would be a better mom to my kids. And so they were surprised that, you know, a lot of moms do have those trade-offs and didn't see that I seemed to have them and admired that I was able to juggle both, you know, motherhood, career, and kids and didn't lose myself. I feel uncomfortable saying that because that doesn't mean that I'm trying to be a bragger.
No, everyone's journey is different. I mean, everyone, there are probably women out there that feel like they didn't really change at all. And then there are other women that are on the absolute other spectrum that think they completely changed. And we're all trying to find that balance for ourselves.
Like, I really did change more than my friends think I changed. And that's why I was surprised.
Because they were internal changes for you, probably. Like little shifts, like we're talking about, like little perspective shifts.
Well, I would
allow you to look at something differently.
I'm going to give a political example because my husband said, when you become president, you don't change as a person. You're still the person you always were, because of course we're talking politics this week.
Yeah.
Same thing as, you know, when you become a mom, do more of your two characteristics really come out? And I think that's an interesting question to think about. I remember that I'm the oldest child. I have two younger brothers out of my family, and I was always the caretaker for my little brothers. And I remember, you know, as a young teen, having dreams about my little brother, Colin, who is now 45 with the two children of his own, you know, worried about him, that something was going to happen to him and I had to save him. Right. And those dreams were replaced with worried about my children and having to So I always had that caretaking part of me inside of me. So that has always been there. And I feel that way with my employees. And I think when you're a mom, you start to realize, okay, one of my employees has a mom who's going through cancer. Two of my employees actually have moms going through cancer. Another one has health problems. Another one might be going through something else. So you also have to think about the human aspect of being a manager and a leader. And I think that being a mom helps you remember that human aspect and more empathetic. And my mother has a very strange theory, and I'm not sure I agree with it, but it's worth discussion. She believes that because women are able to bear children, that they are more able to have empathy. Men, she believes, can have sympathy, but not empathy. And I'm not sure that I agree with her perspective. And so please don't tweet hate me. I'm not agreeing with that perspective, but I think it's an interesting way of framing the scenario. Women are
the differences.
More empathetic than men. Is that because we bore children? I'm not sure. I mean, we could get into a whole discussion about that, but it's an interesting thought.
I think it is certainly an interesting thought. And I think maybe like most of me agrees with it, probably, because we just have a different perspective, to use that word again. Like, we have a different perspective because we had children. But there are women out there that just aren't like me and probably don't feel that way. Maybe they were always empathetic, or maybe they were less empathetic as a mother because they were overwhelmed, or they have a different philosophy on bringing up children. Who knows?
I was going to give the example, and this one drives me nuts, and I know you're going to have the same opinion. I just know it. You're in the airplane and the air mask comes down. They say, put the air mask on yourself first and then your child. What do you do?
Oh yeah, of course. You put it on yourself first.
No, you put it on your kids. I would put it on my kids. I thought you'd have the same perspective. I'm always like, no, I'm not going to put it on myself first. I'm going to put it on my kids.
Well, you know, you recently saw, I think you saw probably my Instagram post about my health journey.
Yeah, that was really super impressive. I do want to.
And where I came from was, you know, having kids and breastfeeding for nearly a decade, I was giving myself all away. I was sleep deprived, and all of those mom things became really overwhelming and literally took up 50% of the pie. And then the other 50% was work. And that left 0% for myself. Yeah. And what I have learned over time is that you have to put yourself first. So you have to put the oxygen on yourself first, because if you don't have oxygen, then you can't give others around you oxygen. So like, one of the things that you could put it under the category of perspective or balance, maybe 5 years ago, I decided, well, as a company, like, we should be working out. We should take lunch breaks and go work out. And that was my like attempt to start carving out time for me and then also others around me, and being supportive of a healthy lifestyle and a mental, emotional break and a physical outlet. And for about 6 months, I was able to really do that. And we as the team would go work out. And it was fantastic. And it was such a great break in the day. And I felt everyone around me feeling more positive because we were doing something out of the office. And it was just so intentional that the rewards were greater because of that. And so over time, I've ebbed and flowed with being able to afford myself priority and creating boundaries. But when I have, I've become more successful just as a person, because if I'm happy and healthy and feeling good about myself, then it permeates not only at work with my coworkers or my clients, but also, you know, within my own household. So that has been a huge shift for me since becoming a mom. And I can also say that before becoming a mom, did I really carve out a lot of time for myself? I mean, probably. I was a probably much more selfish person.
I did. I know I did.
But I wasn't into like the self-care part of it. You know, I was selfish in my time management, but I wasn't like thinking about how my mind, body, and spirit had to kind of be in a good place for me to be working on all cylinders. So my answer surprised you, huh?
Well, I'm still going to put on my kid's mask before my own. Doesn't mean I'm not going to do self-care. It just means my instincts come in and I want to take care of them first.
But if you have no oxygen, Kelly, how are you going to get to the last kid?
Oh, my breath. But, you know, I think that also leads to another point, which is how you change from kid one to kid three. Not everyone has three kids. But there is a massive change between kid one and kid two. And kid one and kid three. And you start to understand why the third kid gets to be the most spoiled and stay out at all hours because you've lost all energy. And you have really relaxed as a person because you're not stressed. I think my youngest child potty trained himself. I don't remember potty training him at all because he just wanted to follow his brothers, you know? And so that, I think the more kids that you have also gives you another layer and dimension as a person. And as a leader, because you start to relax even more and start to go, okay, this is more and more stress and I can't keep amping it up. So all I can do is just let it go. And the kids are fine and they will be fine. And the kid is always the happiest child. Always.
Does that make the middle child the most miserable?
Every day he's joyful. I don't know why. He probably got the least attention, but he's just a happy child.
Same with my third baby. At the same time, I think the more children you have, the more I've become more insane about time management.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, when I had two kids and one of my clients had just gotten pregnant with her first. And so, of course, we had all these wonderful stories to talk about and to relate about finally, right? Because she was becoming a mom. And I was already a mom and it was such a great time in our lives. And I remember one day we were on the phone. Maybe we had a 10 o'clock call or 9 o'clock call. It was early in the morning. And I had told her, I have already lived an entire day before I got to work.
Yeah.
You know, she was talking about how, you know, she woke up and make breakfast for her husband and he left for work. And I don't know. She at the time had just such a more relaxed morning than I did. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I made lunches. I have dinner in the crock pot. I got laundry, a load done. I got the trash to the curb. I got two kids to school. I listened to a podcast. I got my breakfast, you know, like I just had like a whole laundry list of things that I had done all before I started work. Yeah. And I hit the day running with calendar and a list of the things that I had to accomplish. So I think some people might see it as like a negative, like, you know, we just have too much on our plate. So we have to be really structured, but I kind of see it also as the positive. It made me regimented about what I have to get accomplished. And I had to be realistic about my time management. I couldn't go and promise 10 things, you know, client A, B, C, and D, I'm going to get all this done for you in one day. I had to be much more realistic and give them timeframes that worked for me and worked for them without putting so much pressure on myself. So I don't know. I think while you become more relaxed and you don't sweat the small stuff, you also become more efficient.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's absolutely true. There's that saying where they say, if you want something done, give it to the busiest person you know, right?
Yes, totally.
I remember feeling that way at the kids' elementary school. I was working and I was a mom. And then for some reason, I volunteered to manage the website at the school. I was like, wait a minute. I don't need to do this. This is too much. There's only so much that you can do. And that's when you do have to learn to say no and prioritize the things that are really important for you. So I agree with that wholeheartedly. And related to that, because of all that, it increases your confidence.
Yes.
So my confidence, I have become way more confident as a mom, especially as each kid was born. And again, as the third kid was born, I kind of felt like an old pro that I could handle anything. It's not that you have superhuman capabilities.
I wish.
Adapt because you have to do all these things. And I'm lucky I have a very supportive husband who definitely shares the workload with me. Not every mom does.
Yeah, I have a husband that's a Mr. Mom, especially during quarantine days when we had a two-year-old home 24/7 for 6 months.
That's good. You're lucky.
Yeah. While working 40 plus hours a week. That was a lot.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
We talked about increased confidence.
My confidence level was probably like a 5 before becoming a mom. And I thought that was a lot. And I would say now it's like, I'm at a good 85 out of 100.
I probably put myself about there too. Yeah, definitely. And it keeps increasing, I think. But I've also hit that milestone where I'm now over 50. And I think also as you age, you become more confident.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you become way more confident. You care less. I don't know if it's you care less or you just prioritize what you care about. I'm not sure, but that's helpful. So we also talked about being present more. What other things that are...
I said perspective and balance. How about this one? Patience.
Yeah, that's the biggest one. And you know, the big part about that is there's that saying that if someone can do something 80% as good as you are, you should just let them do it. And
yes,
that's hard for type A people to do, but more and more and more, that's become my priority because I have to let things go.
Yeah, my husband and I were talking about this week and he said, and I quote, after watching a kid throw a fit, your coworker losing their mind doesn't seem that big of a deal. But it's true. I mean, people in work as, and especially as bosses or managers, you know, we have to look out for the teams that work with us. And someone may have an issue, whether it's personal, something that flows into work from home, or is just purely work related. We have to have patience and understanding. Thank goodness I became a mom before becoming really a manager because I had more patience.
I would also say related to that into the next point, because of quarantine, which has also given us a completely different perspective, we have become more adaptable.
Yes.
Because so many curves
forced
thrown our way this year. It's like, okay, do we stop an ad campaign? Do we start it? What's the new message? How do we change? How do we adapt? How do we, you know, push, pull? And so, you know, things our clients throw our way are no longer surprises, where in the past it might have like, oh gosh, you want to cancel your campaign, or oh gosh, you want to make now I'm like, okay. You know, I've thought about that. What if we do XYZ and you become a lot more anticipatory because you have to be with kids, you have to be anticipatory. Like, I know when my kid's going to need a haircut. I know when he's going to need school supplies. I know when he's going to need, you know, yada, yada, yada. So that makes you more anticipatory at work, which also leads to the adaptability to what's happening in the market and the market changes. And COVID, if it's taught us anything, it's that you have to be adaptable. And especially in this business of advertising, talk about the importance of resilience, but being adaptable to change is so important. And having your clients realize that you can roll with the punches and that something's going to throw your way and you're going to be able to stop on a dime and come up with another alternative solution. That's what they paid you for.
And that is 100% being a mom.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are people that have, learned the hard way that if they are not adaptable as a mom or if they can't improvise, then things are going to be tough.
Yeah.
How about this one? I feel like commitment to helping others and a better understanding of people in general. And I guess you could roll that into what you were saying earlier about like empathy, moms having empathy. Like I for sure, actually, I would probably put this as number one on my list for my growth. And you know, we've talked about like kind of our career paths and they were a little bit different. When I became a mom for the first time, I really wasn't managing anyone for the most part directly. And so when I came back from maternity leave, that's where I was trying to go, right? It came at like a wonderful time for me because I did start to think about those around me differently and wanting to help them and realizing that if I helped them in their career, it was going to ultimately help me too. Like I was going to learn things that were helpful as a manager. I was going to get a whole new perspective about how they viewed, you know, their career or their challenges or their wins. And it just made me such a better, just like human overall, because I just had more empathy, I think.
Well, I think isn't that come down to the whole purpose as to why we started this podcast?
Yes.
We wanted to give this podcast to younger women.
Yep.
To give advice that we either didn't have or wanted to our younger selves so yep. that other people might not make the same mistakes that we did or have more guidance and, you know, find people that have been there. And
yes, because we're basically talking because hindsight is 2020, right?
Talking to our younger selves. And yes. Hopefully they're out there.
Yes. Which kind of brings me to the last one on my list, which is definitely for young up and coming people in marketing and advertising. I think becoming a mom really helped me prioritize where I wanted to grow. Like I knew that I couldn't do everything, right? Like if I came up with, okay, at my yearly review, I wanted to do, let's just say it was 5 things on the list. Maybe I needed to prioritize the top 2 things because maybe not everything was going to be doable with all that I had on my plate and the fact that I was still working through how I was going to balance work and home life. So prioritizing where I wanted to grow and putting all of my energy into that one thing or maybe 2 things is just a great overall philosophy for the rest of your career too. Like don't spread yourself too thin. Instead, go deep on something, become an expert or become really good at that craft before moving on to the next thing.
I think you captured it all.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us for another episode of the Two Marketing Moms Podcast. Signing off.
Talk to you next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a podcast review or send us a message at twomarketingmoms.com and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time.